Hi, it's John Biddle from Moorlands Primary Academy. I'm very sorry that I can't get there today. Unfortunately, we're having a staffing crisis in school, and I just can't get released from class, I'm afraid. Hopefully, this audio will run alongside the PowerPoint presentation and at least make some sense. I'm trying to share with you a little bit of the work that we've been doing on refugees this year in Year 6. Second slide. Why did we choose to focus on refugees? Several reasons. Firstly, because it's one of Empathy Lab's five main themes. Secondly, because there's been a recent significant increase in the number of migrants coming to the Great Yarmouth area. And obviously that's then had an impact on the local schools. There's also been quite a lot of refugees arriving over the last few months. Thirdly, because Belton, the school, where the school is quite an isolated area in Norfolk, and we're desperately trying to improve our children's understanding of and empathy with migrants and refugees. And also because we are trying to work with our parents, slightly concerned, you know, some of their attitudes to the refugee situation. I don't think it'd be an exaggeration to say it's a little bit like a UKIP rally outside my classroom some evenings. Third slide. We use the sort of the Empathy Lab triple win framework, where we're trying to develop literacy skills, also empathy skills, and then hopefully some social work or some social activism at the end of the project, which I think that we've done quite successfully. The next slide, looking at how we started. We shared what we already knew about refugees. We spent 2 or 3 weeks immersing ourselves in some, you know, high quality literature during English, during class story time. We read together Morris Gleitzman's fantastic book, Boy Overboard. We're currently halfway through Elizabeth Laird's book, Welcome to Nowhere, which tells the story of a family of refugees coming from Syria to Jordan. And we've also looked at sort of classics, As He In Between. We've looked at The Unforgotten Coat by Frank Cottrell Boyce, and we've looked at most of the others as well. We then talked about whether we could empathise with the children in the books and what the similarities and differences were between us. When we'd finished sort of immersing ourselves in literature, the children then spent some time carrying out independent research to develop their knowledge of refugees. We spent a lot of time looking at the BBC Newsround website. We also visited the BBC, the British Red Cross website, and we've also looked at some non-fiction texts. The one that was perhaps most appropriate was Who Are Refugees and Migrants, which is by Michael Rosen and Anne-Marie Young. The following week, or quite soon afterwards, we then invited a speaker in from the local Amnesty International, the Norwich group of the Amnesty International people. And he came in to speak to the children about refugees and to talk to them about children's rights. After he spent the first 10 minutes answering questions about whether he was actually Michael Rosen, we got some very, very good quality discussion going on. And I think it was the first time a lot of the children actually were aware of the fact that they had rights as well. The following week was a fantastic session. We had a local charity come in called Gyros, which is short for Great Yarmouth Refugee and Outreach Support. We had two people come in, one of whom was a refugee from Mozambique who'd fled the civil war there, and one who had travelled over during the Karabakh War in Armenia about 15 years ago, I think. And it was a real eye-opener for the children to actually be you know, speak or listen to somebody firsthand talking about their experiences, which I think really helped build upon the knowledge that the children had gained it from reading the various books. The next slide. We then took part in the Amnesty International campaign Right for Rights, where we wrote to child refugees from Syria in particular, talking to them about life in Britain and letting them know that basically, you know, they hadn't been forgotten. You can see the letters here, and I think perhaps the most simple line, but perhaps the one that most had the most impact, was "We would like you to know that you're welcome in this country." And I think the fact that the children were writing that independently was quite a big step forward for us. The next slide, just some of the quotes from the children. I think they sort of say it better than I probably am at the moment. Troy's, I think, is the one that I'd like to share with you. I actually feel as if I'd rather be the refugee than them, so they didn't have to suffer through things. Some people in Yarmouth should treat the refugees kindly, because at the end of the day, we're all humans. It's probably some of my favourite work we've ever done. And I've put this bit in bold for a reason. We're learning about the real world, and we're all part of it, like everyone, not just us and the people we know. And I think Troy's really hit the nail on the head there. The next slide, where we're going to take it from here. The Year 6 children are planning to raise funds for the Mandala Trust, which is a charity mentioned in Elizabeth Laird's book. We're also sharing some of the work that we're doing with the rest of the school, and we're going to put on a special assembly in the next few weeks. And Near Empathy Day, which is taking place in June, we're going to invite some of our parents in for an empathy reading cafe to share what we've learned. And we're also going to create some refugee bags. So I'm going to ask the families to work together to think about if they could only take one bag with them if they were forced to flee their homes, what would they put in it? And we've also shared this project with other Amnesty school speakers, and hopefully there's a possibility of developing a sort of successful partnership model with Empathy Lab. I'm hoping now this will finish with a short video clip of James, Gracie and Romy talking about their experiences and some of their sort of feedback on the work that we've done. Hopefully this wasn't as painful to listen to as it was to record, and I hope that everybody is having a fantastic day. Okay, thanks very much.